Challenges give you two options. You can surrender to them and accept the limitations that they inflict upon you, or you can work to overcome them and exceed the expectations others have of you. My next guest is here to preview a special yearly event which features a gathering of inspirational young people who fortunately have chosen the second option for their lives. Their decision, along with their actions and display of personal strength they provide, I believe will change your life as well. Here with a preview of the Special Olympics New Jersey Summer Games is their Senior Director of Competition, Jeff Baldino. Good morning, Jeff.
How are you? Good morning.
And the website for Special Olympics is sonj.org. And you can find out more information about not just the Summer Games, but all the programs of Special Olympics New Jersey. And this year, the games will be, the opening ceremony is June 12th. But it's June 12th through the 14th at the College of New Jersey in Ewing, Mercer County Park in West Windsor, as well as Schaefer's Gymnastics in Lawrenceville. And, Jeff, talk about the significance of the Summer Games. What does this mean for the athletes for Special Olympics?
Summer Games is our largest competition event. And just to give you a brief snapshot of who we are and how we got there, the Special Olympics New Jersey is a year-round sports organization servicing over 25,000 individuals with intellectual disabilities throughout the state, all for free in 24 sports. And those athletes compete in over 265 competitive events. And this Summer Games is the culminating event to our summer season. So what we're going to have on over the weekend, next weekend, is going to be 2,500 athletes that are going to be competing in over seven sports. And you had mentioned the seven sports that they're going to be competing in. And throughout the Mercer County Park area, they are certainly superstars, and you're going to see athletes of all different ages and abilities throughout the competition.
That will be in aquatics, bocce, gymnastics, powerlifting, softball, tennis, track and field. And as far as the actual events, Jeff, these are full blown outs. There's no special bell curves or allowances. I would challenge a majority of the people listening right now to step out onto the field, onto the floor for gymnastics, or up to the stand with the weights and try to match what some of these athletes are going to do that weekend.
Oh, absolutely. And there's athletes, as I mentioned, of all abilities and all levels. And there are some supreme powerlifters, for example, that were deadlifting over 400 pounds. And again, I would challenge anybody to get up there and try and pull that weight. But athletes in the pool or athletes on the track that are running high school and college time. So it's a full display of athletic ability from top to bottom. And it's all about, which is at the core of what we do, it's an opportunity for everybody, regardless of their ability level, to be able to compete. And the way the competitions are structured is that they will be competing against other athletes that have equal ability. So there's always a chance for somebody to win a gold medal.
How much do games like this and the other programs, Special Olympics of New Jersey offers, how much do they give the participants a feeling of inclusion? Because, like it or not, as a society, there are, I think, too many of us who look at a person and see, okay, they don't appear to measure up, and we limit them. How much do these games help these great young people realize they're more than what some people consider them to be?
Well, there's two parts to that. There's the inclusion in the community, and anybody who's played sports or has a niece, a nephew, a son, a daughter themselves that have played sports in the community know what sports can do, and using sports as that vehicle to create friendships, to create opportunity in the communities as a whole. We use that sports as a driver. So sports is a common link, and it is a common language, and it's used in our community, the Special Olympics community, to bridge that gap if there is any questions or there is some feelings of not knowing what the population is. That bridge of sports allows people that are participating in Special Olympics to be a part of their community. And the second part of that is that the inclusive environment that unified sports would create. And we do have multiple unified sports within the framework of these summer games, in track, in bocce, in tennis, in softball. So within the structure of those sports, there's athletes with intellectual disabilities and without playing side by side, playing on the same team. and competing for the medals all the same. So there's the inclusion part in the community as a whole, and there's also within the structure of this game, bringing individuals in the community that are without intellectual disabilities into the world of those with intellectual disabilities and bonded by the common language of sports.
Well, Jeff Baldino, who is the Senior Director of Competition for Special Olympics New Jersey, their summer games are coming up at a variety of locations. An opening ceremony will be June 12th. It's June 12th, 13th, and 14th. The College of New Jersey in Ewing, Mercer County Park in West Windsor, and Schaefer's Gymnastics in Lawrenceville. You can find more information about this and all the other programs at Special Olympics New Jersey at sonj.org. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. As far as people power, certainly the power of the people on the field is spectacular, both in the summer as well as the winter games, which I know were held up here in northwest New Jersey, where our home situation is. But as far as for volunteers and support, how much support do you get from people to make sure the programs stay at the level they need to stay at? And what are some of the ways that people can get involved with Special Olympics New Jersey?
Sure. The volunteers are at the core of what we do, and we couldn't do. We would have no program. Those 265 events that I talked about before wouldn't exist without the 20,000 volunteers that we have throughout the state of New Jersey that not only will be a part of this event, the Summer Games, but also our year-round events. And the whole organization is built on the backs of volunteers, and 2,000 of them are going to be at Summer Games, and we'll be executing everything from leadership positions to day of events to moving athletes around the campus to the 700 volunteers from ShopRite that are going to be coming out as one of our larger sponsor groups for Special Olympics, and the law enforcement community. So within, there's the individual, your neighbor that's out on coming out to volunteer at Summer Games, and there's also the corporate element. Different corporate partners of ours are going to be out throughout the weekend as well. So it's all different volunteers of all different different walks and different roles, but there's 2,000 of them that are going to be executing this event at the high level that we know that our athletes expect from us, our coaches expect from us, and the coaches themselves. In that number of 2,500 athletes, there's about 1,000 coaches, and they're all volunteers coming out for the weekend, and they've been working with these athletes through this entire journey. And a lot of these athletes started the journey to Summer Games in March when they did their local county event. Up your way in the Sussex County area, those guys started training back in March in the pool, and now this is where they're going to culminate. And all those events up there at a local level and throughout the state are all run by volunteers. So it's an incredible incredible display of what people can do, and they use their skill set and they apply it to here and using certified officials that volunteer their time at the track. So there's all different levels that somebody can get involved in something that they do every day or something that they just do for fun. There's a home for them within our Special Olympics world.
And you can find out more about volunteering information with Special Olympics New Jersey at the volunteer page at their website, sonj.org. And I can tell you, it's something that will add something to your life as your attendance and attention to these stellar athletes will add something to their lives. If you can find your way to the College of New Jersey in Ewing, Mercer County Park, West Windsor, Schaefer's Gymnastics in Lawrenceville on June 13th and 14th, the opening ceremony. It'll be at the TCNJ Lions Stadium on June 12th, and you can get more information about the Summer Games of Special Olympics New Jersey, all the programs, all the ways you can play a part and a role in making sure these programs continue to serve the community as they do and inspire not just the participants but the observers. Who and hopefully you will become an observer who becomes a participant as well through the volunteer program. Again, it's all at sonj.org. Learn more about this year's Special Olympics New Jersey Summer Games and their programs. And we'll be joined this morning by the Senior Director of Competition, Jeff Baldino. Jeff, you make a difference in our state. You help us understand the potential that is untapped but always can be discovered no matter who we are. And a series of great programs that continue year-round. Thanks for doing that, for being here this morning.
I really appreciate it. Thanks for the time.